This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always has matters is who the listeners are. That has always been our gig around here. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
I guess I should say that it is Tuesday, September the 3rd, day 247th of the year, and only 119 days to go. So, how was your weekend? Because I think that that's going to play a big factor until how everything else is going to go that we're going to talk about today. No doubt about that. So how was it? Did you do anything exciting? Did you do anything that was braggadocious? Did you do anything that it would make your mama happy? Maybe that's the stuff that we would talk about. So listen, I will tell you, it seemed like it was a weekend, a long weekend full of concerts for me. Friday, we got to go see Aaron Lewis. Saturday, we got to hang out and meet Cannons. Sunday didn't do much of anything, and neither did I do on Monday. But, you know, I guess it's a split. It's a 50-50 is the way that it goes. We'll call it a 50-50. So overall, good time, that's for sure. So that's important. That's important to share. Anyway, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about the things, the gigs, and the stuff that we do here. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety. My watch is all of a sudden blowing up. News and safety, safety in the news. And if you want to hang out and talk to us and do all that kind of fun stuff, it's simple. Callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving. So Call In Radio gets everything moving our general direction. And then we go from there. That's it. It is the most simplified version of doing the stuff that we do. Callinradio.com. We'll get you through that whole thing. So there you go. If you want to do that, video, audio, and text messaging, that's everything that we got over there. So let me kind of give you a little specifics of how the show works. As we talk about safety in the news and safety, we do bring in some professional broadcasters that broadcast their hearts away. That's just kind of the way that it goes. And they tell us everything that's going on. And that's how I'm able to provide to you exactly what they're telling me. And then we kind of go from there. Simple? Simple. I think it's pretty simple. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the end, Elon Musk continue his fight against Brazil's crackdown on X, and a pioneering Houston woman reveals a garbage corruption. Yeah, I did say garbage corruption. And let's see, the hits keep coming with Ben and Jen. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. And a Wintry Hill sequel is in the works. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And Prince Harry makes some moves to return to England. Well, maybe. We'll discuss on how that's going to work as we are talking. So if you're ready, I'm ready. I have the people waiting from Feature Story News about what the hell's going on. So if you want to hear exactly what's going on in the news, I think we should go ahead and do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel says a decision by the UK to suspend some arms sales to the country is disappointing. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy announced the suspension of 30 out of around 350 arms export licenses to Israel over a risk of use in violations of international law. The UK insists it continues to support Israel's right to defend itself and is not imposing a full arms embargo. Former Deputy Chief of the Defence Staff, Lieutenant General Sir Simon Mayle, says he fears the move is political.
It looks again like members of the Labour Party, the Labour government, are buying off a certain amount of internal friction. We're coming up to the Labour Party conference. The fact of life is that David Lammy appears to be trying to have it both ways, and of course we'll get it neither way, because those who support Hamas will not be impressed, and those who think we should stand steadfast by the Israelis will be seriously upset.
Pope Francis is heading to Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim population, to start the longest trip of his pontificate. He's hoping to encourage its Catholic community and celebrate the tradition of interfaith harmony. Laura Westbrook reports.
Making up just 3% of the population, the 8.6 million Catholics in Indonesia make up the third largest Christian community in Asia, after the Philippines and China. The highlight of Pope Francis's trip will be later this week, when he will meet religious representatives in Jakarta's iconic Istiqlal Mosque and go through a tunnel of friendship linking the mosque to the Catholic cathedral. This is the start of an 11-day voyage crossing time zones and taking the 87-year-old Pope to Papua New Guinea, East Timor and Singapore.
A school bus has driven into a crowd in Shandong province in eastern China, killing at least 11 people, including 5 students. State media says the driver of the vehicle has been taken into custody. India's top anti-terror investigative agency could launch a probe after drone attacks killed 2 and injured close to a dozen in the northeastern state of Manipur in the last 2 days. The attacks were allegedly carried out by local tribal militias who've been clashing with the state's majority ethnic group for nearly a year. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
Manipur State's Chief Minister Biren Singh has called the attack an act of terrorism. It was the second drone attack in as many days in the northeastern state. Tribal militias reportedly fired bombs from drones at a village inhabited by the state's majority Meitei community. This comes after 2 people were killed and 10 injured in a similar attack in the same area just a day ago. Ethnic clashes between the majority Meiteis and the tribals have been going on for nearly a year, killing roughly 200 people and displacing tens of thousands. Though clashes first erupted after the majority community demanded quotas in government jobs and education, local tribals say there's a systematic movement to oppress the forest dwellers and claim their ancestral land.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the plight of Afghan women. It is getting worse by the week. Last month, the Taliban told the country's women that whenever they leave their homes, they must be completely covered from head to toe, with no longer even a morsel of flesh or an eyelid on public display. Last week, the Taliban ordered that when women are out of the house, they are to remain completely silent. It's another dramatic reversal in the rights of women and girls that were, during the US-led military occupation of Afghanistan, beginning to offer them hope that they might eventually be able to lead a normal life. What can Western nations do? Zahra Zaidi is a lawyer and co-founder of Action for Afghanistan.
There is an international process around what happens post the Taliban with Afghanistan. It's called Doha 3. Afghan women were not invited at all to that, but the Taliban were, and human rights were taken off the agenda. Now, all governments should push for that sort of thing to be reversed. Because what that did in the summer was send a message to the Taliban that you have not reversed a thing. So we can have Afghan women included at the highest level of policy dialogue. They are the most at-risk stakeholder group, so they need to be included.
Non-governmental organisations are also trying to keep education alive for Afghan girls through online courses offered from overseas, but signing up for them is still a risky endeavour. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel says a decision by the UK to suspend some arms sales to the country is disappointing. Pope Francis is heading to Indonesia on the longest trip of his pontificate. A school bus has driven into a crowd in Shandong province, killing at least 11 people, including 5 students in eastern China. And drone attacks have killed 2 and injured close to a dozen in the northeast Indian state of Manipur in the last 2 days. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today
can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The Rated R Safety Show. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday after Labor Day. How are you liking it so far? Yeah, you know, you get to do that thing that you're getting ready or maybe even heading there on the way already to work. Isn't it fantastic in regards of what we get to do? I think it's a joyous moment in regards of doing some things. And, you know, does that whole white after Labor Day go into effect now? You know, like you can't wear it. I mean, so is that like the remainder of the year? I mean, I want you to think about this. We are already in September. Let's start off with that. If you got to hang out at Universal Studios over the weekend, you already are aware that Halloween Horror Nights are already going on. So we are talking now no time Labor Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then the year's over with. So we are tick, tick, tock, almost done. I mean, it's not a joke. When I start telling you at the very beginning of the show how many days are left, and I tell you, think about this for just a moment. 119 days. 119. That means that's it. We are done, and 25 will already be here. So we, and let's not forget, we're talking major holidays now. I didn't even reference the election or the election here in the United States. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting here over the next few months. You have anything cool planned out? If not, maybe it's time to start planning right now. So let's get into the shit list of things, because I think that that's going to be important always when we get to hang out and talk. So here you go. After Elon Musk publicly announced his refusal to censor posts made on X at the request of Brazil's corrupt Supreme Court Minister Alexandre de Moraes, Brazil government shut down access to the entire platform over the weekend. At first, the government announced that it would fine about $8,800 a day to people who use virtual private networks to work around the ban. But by Monday, it eased up and clarified that it would only pursue legal action against those using VPNs to post what is deemed to hate speech or misinformation. Okay. Over the weekend, Musk and his allies openly encourage X users across the globe to use VPNs throughout Brazil to overload their system and make the next to impossible to track internet users among the people of Brazil. X remains inaccessible in Brazil through regular internet access. However, So keep that in mind. Worth remembering, Brazil shut down the entire platform because X refused to shut down the account of sitting senator critical of Brazil's government. But wait, there's more. Don't forget that also Musk owns the constellation of satellites that provide direct internet access to customers called Starlink, a subsidiary of SpaceX. A rep for Starlink confirmed that via Reuters that on Monday that Starlink would not be complying with Brazil's demand to shut down X entirely in the country. This is according to CNBC. So here's where it gets weird. Or interesting, however you want to take a look at it. You're going to tell a guy that owns internet access, and I'm not talking about buys it, that actually owns satellites, to that he can't have X. You get it? Can't have X. Inside of a country, but you kind of can't control him. You see how this becomes kind of a strange thing? And listen, I know people are going to be like, well, hold on. Does that mean that the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and the rich have control over the poor? I didn't say any of that, but I did not say any of that. See where it gets weird?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so speaking of dictatorships, let's listen to this. Department of Homeland Security confiscated a jet of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Sunday. The Dulcet Falcon 900EX had made a stop in the Dominican Republic when DHS agents ceased, and they said that it was purchased in violations of sanctions against Venezuela in 2019. And President Donald Trump, at face value, the seizure is not a response to Maduro's refusal to concede his election, though the tension continues to rise. Yes, continues to rise as strongman digs into his heels. So there you go. Some information going on right there. So for us to be able to talk about. So there you go. So there you go. So whatever. There you go. So some stuff. That's some stuff to think about. So seizure over the weekend. Yeah, I was kind of seeing part of the news story about it, but hey, I don't get all hung up about weird things, but there you go. What else do we have? Let's take a look. The Starliner crew over the weekend reported hearing strange sounds coming from the spaceship as it remains docked on the International Space Station. Yeah, turns out an onboard microphone was capturing some speaker noise, creating a feedback loop. The minor snafu will not change NASA and Boeing's plans to bring the Starliner back to Earth. The mission could happen as soon as late Friday night. So, the Starliner's coming back. This is according to USA Today. So I'm just kind of starting to wonder here. So you can't bring the crew back until February, which, I mean, that's still a long-ass time, regardless of how you look at it, for something that was going to be like a week. And so now you're there. You can't come back. And you're still looking at this going, huh, what is going on? And all of a sudden now the ship's going to make it back before you do. You see how there's a lot of questions there? I'm kind of confused. Anyways, in some other news, a Houston woman who put an AirTag in her recycling bin discovered that her carefully curated items ended up with all of her other garbage. Yeah, Brandy Diason says that she was skeptical of the Houston new program that widely expanded the items that it allowed in the recycling bins. She tells the local media that at least three trackers ended up in the dump with everything else. Public records show that the facility is not even approved to store plastic waste. Worse, it failed three recent fire safety inspections. Drone footage from the local media shows recycling items that stacked 10 feet high within the facility. The city's bureaucratic task, the managing solid waste disposal, tells Houston CBS affiliate that none of the 250 tons of plastics collected since the end of 2022 has actually been recycled. We're going to stockpile it now, and we're going to see what happens, he said. This is according to KHOU. KHOU. So I want you to think about this because, I mean, it's just interesting overall. When you start taking a look at some of these programs that are out there, what do you think? Do you think that they're all like this, or do you think that it was just a small snafu, as referenced previously, about this thing going down? I mean, I don't know, because some of these recycling programs are very interesting on how it works. I'll tell you recently that the neighborhood that I live in, it gets weird in regards of how some of the stuff goes and moves. Like, sometimes they seem to care about what the hell's going on, and then sometimes they seem not to care about anything about how the whole thing works. So I don't know. I get carried away about looking at some of it because I go, what makes sense and what doesn't make sense? So there you go. Let's continue talking. A North Carolina school district issued student laptops this year, complete with their very own bed bug infestation. Yeah, you heard me there. Following multiple complaints from parents, the principal of Riverside High School in Durham sent an email acknowledging that the infestation started while the laptops were stored over the summer. So for now, the school is having the devices returned and encouraging families to have their homes inspected for the creepy crawlers. So let me ask a strange question. If you did get the creepy crawlers because of the laptops, will you be able to charge the school for it? I mean, I'm just asking, because that seems like a cluster in regards of it. So there you go. Rough start unrelated. Riverside High School also apparently sent out incorrect first paychecks to more than 50 employees. This is according to WRAL. There seems like they're having all kinds of issues over there. I mean, I don't know. Could you imagine getting the wrong paycheck? I mean, getting the wrong paycheck for less money or more money? I mean, you should, regardless of which one it was, you should reference it. So there you go. So what do you think? Just information purposes, of course. Anyways, complaints from travelers increased 12% last year, with over 96,850 submissions from flyers, up from just over 86,000 the year prior. Over those 70% were issues with U.S. airlines, while 26% were related to foreign airlines. The top complaint had to do with disability-related concerns, a 28% surge from 2022, while discrimination relation complaints saw a 27% increase. The report did not break down the complaints per airline. This is according to the Department of Transportation. That will make you think about some stuff right away as we are talking, no doubt about that. So there you go. Let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the news. Not the most pleasant stuff. So let me kind of get you ready ahead of time. Actor Obi Ndefo has died. He passed away Saturday, according to a social media post from his sister. No other details were shared. Ndefo, who was also a yoga teacher, best known for his role as Body on Dawson's Creek, was 51 at the time of his passing. Also, NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother hockey coach Matthew have died. They were killed by a suspected drunk driver last Thursday evening while riding bikes in New Jersey. Johnny, who played for the Columbus Blue Jackets, and Matthew were in town for his sister's wedding. Johnny was 31 and Matthew was 29. I have to ask a question, because this is an asshole question, but apparently I need to ask. Did they die before the wedding? Or was it after the wedding? I'm just asking because I just want to have a better understanding there. And if they died before the wedding, was the wedding canceled? I don't have enough information to ask, so that's why I'm asking you, just in case you know. Take a listen to this. Rapper Fat Man Scoop, born Isaac Freeman III, has died. He passed away on Friday after suffering medical emergency while performing at a summer concert in Connecticut. Scoop worked with several big names in the music biz, including Missy Elliott and Mariah Carey. He was only 53 at the time of his passing. Also, Audi executive Fabrizio Longo has died. He passed away on Sunday after falling 10,000 feet from climbing Cima Pair, Adamello Mountains in northern Italy. Longo was an expert mountaineer and was reportedly climbing along a route equipped with fixed steel cables, ladders, and other aids. Local authorities are investigating the tragedy. He was 62 at the time of his passing. Yeah, 62. So there you go. I mean, what a weird time. I mean, what a weird time for sure. So I don't know. So let's talk about some other stuff going on real quick. Let's talk about the box office over the weekend, because some people seem to have enjoyed some of that. So we will get into it. At number 10 was Inside Out with $4 million. At number 9, Afraid with $4.4 million. I'm not even familiar with that movie. At number 8, Despicable Me with $5.6 million. Blink Twice was number 7 with $5.9 million. And number 6, The Forge, $6.3 million. And number 5, Twisters, with $8.7 million. And number 4 was Reagan. Yeah, Reagan came in at number 4 with $9.2 million. And number 3, It Ends With Us, with $9.5 million, staying at number 3. At number 2 was Aliens, the new one that just came out, $11.5 million. And still at the number 1 spot, was only knocked down for a week. Just keep that in mind. It's Deadpool and Wolverine with $19.4 million. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking and moving and grooving. So there you go. Let's talk about the Dow from Friday, because some people are going to want to know this. Take a listen to this. The Dow gained 228 points to close at 41,563 on Friday. The S&P increased by 56 points to close at 5,648. And let's see, the NASDAQ increased by 197 points to close at 17,713. West Texas Intermediate closed at $74 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $77 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.33. And Bitcoin gained on Monday after the weekend, a lull of just up by 2%, trading around 59,100. There was more than 3,480 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and about 90 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing. Yeah, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $336.1 million cash payout, or a $681 million jackpot. So there you go. You have some options to do some things if you're so intrigued to do so. So I'm going to talk about this before we get into our main. Take a listen to this. More details have emerged from the DWTS Pro Artem domestic violence arrest from last week. According to multiple sources, Artem is one who made the 911 call accusing his wife, Nikki Garcia, formerly Nikki Bella, of throwing shoes at him. Moments later, he canceled the request, saying that there was no longer any need of medical assistance. Officers still reported to the scene, likely because of the nature of the call and the fact that the couple's young son were at home. Once there, Artem was arrested because there were reportedly visible injuries to Nikki Garcia, who was released later the same day, posting a $25,000 bond. The following day, Nikki addressed an incident on social media asking for privacy of her family. Worth noting, insiders claim that the couple, who celebrated their two-year-long anniversary last week, have always been volatile, though note of that things have never gotten physical. This is according to SF Gate. Artem was not returning to the upcoming season of DWTS prior to the incident, so I guess we're good there when it's all said and done. Anyways, it is past that time and at the top of the hour that we needed to talk about, or not the part of the hour. It's actually really the part that we normally talk about, our main story. So why don't we go ahead and do that right now?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So I want to talk about this because I think it's always an interesting time. And, you know, we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff that goes on. And we talk about things like when the worst incidents happen. We talk about things of how you can change some of the things inside of your organization. I mean, we talk about here, there, everywhere, everything that's going on. And today I want to talk about some things that I thought was pretty interesting to talk about. So if you are a user of a cell phone, which most of us are, you are aware how prominent and important these devices can be when you're trying to do work and so on. And sometimes when you're doing some of these things, the littlest thing can have the biggest effect. And I'm talking about, well, the littlest thing being a fluctuation in service, a fluctuation in things that are going on. So recently, major network outage at our radio station. And I'm not going to lie. I want to share this with you for us to just to have information. So everything that we have is controlled remotely one way, shape, or form. Normally cloud services. Same way that probably most of the things that you have are the same way in regards of work that you do, stuff that you do with your home, things along those lines. But the way that we interact with our servers is normally remote cloud access. Well, come last Friday, there was an issue with our service provider, and the system was down. Come to find out, there was some work being done outside of the studio that somebody cut the line. That's what ended up taking place. But we had no service to get into our servers, which made it a little bit exciting. So you get to play with some other stuff to make sure on how you're going to upload some of the information for us to be able to interact. So with that being said, our server went down, so we were able to get another internet provider to come through and provide internet service as we were attempting to do other things as we were making the discovery that our internet was down. Cool. All of a sudden, boom, when we put the newer system into our network, it caused the network to go kaboodle because it didn't understand what was going on. All of a sudden, now we had two forms of internet coming into one system that the network was saying, what did you just do here? Causing it to go, I don't know. One is down and one is up. And here's the fun part. I don't mention this to be braggadocious, to be like, hey, yeah, I was able to get two internet service providers in a relatively quick period of time. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that sometimes we have things in place that we would consider fail safes. I have a fail safe in regards of a hotspot on a phone that might be able to assist with some of the things that are going on. Sometimes those are sufficient, sometimes they're not. What I'm talking about here is that sometimes we have to make other plans to make sure that our fail safes are in place for other things to be able to work. But what happens when the fail safe causes an issue? You see the change in systems there? You see the change in pace there? Now, that's the thing. Here's the thing. When we start talking about having fail-safes, safeguards, in regards of verifying how our systems will work, how do you ever test them? Yeah, you heard me there. How do you test them? Because I had an event occur and was able to test post. But here was the problem. It was already going in full speed as things were happening. Boom, boom. Now, keep in mind, mine is very simple. It is a internet service. It is a service. Hey, yes, we were not able to get video to you, but we were able to get audio to you on Friday. But that's the things that I talk about. Fail-safes is what we talk about. Safeguards is what we talk about. But we never talk about truly testing on how it's going to work. And that's something I got to learn last week. How do we test it? Because you don't want to test something extreme, but sometimes you have to put those things into practice on how they're going to work. Now, we can talk about hazard matrix and all that fun stuff, but it doesn't change anything in talking about it. It's about the testing on how the protocol will work. So here's my question to you. When was the last time you tested your protocol on your failsafes? If it's something you haven't done in a long time or something you haven't done at all, maybe it's time to give a consideration in doing so.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
What happens? Just know that I was there for you. Burning, I'm burning. My soul inside is burning. I'm searching.
Okay, here we are, 46 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah, this right here, Johnny Taylor with Stars on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. Yeah, that's how it goes. Searching just for you. Here we go. Hit it. So there you go. Would like to thank Johnny Taylor for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So there you go. There you go. There you go. Okay, so let's go back into the move and the groove of the things that are going on inside of the world. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Dry Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and Dry Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's Dry Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, click on the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. You'll find stuff related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few things. I'm going to tell you, the information there could change your life or change somebody else's life because it's that important. Just because it might not be something that you're going through today, it could be something that can assist someone else later on. Just letting you know, that's kind of how that stuff goes. So, more information, TWLOHA.com, to write love on her arms. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world. Are you ready for this? Sit down, because you're going to want to hear this. SpongeBob SquarePants fans rejoice. Fast food restaurant Wendy's is reportedly coming out with its own Krabby Patty burger. A menu mainstay at the Krusty Krab and beloved Nickelodeon cartoon, the Under the Sea delicacy will become available on October the 8th to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the show, according to some supposed leaked, you know what I'm saying, Wendy's memo that was posted on Reddit. The sandwich will be part of the Krabby Patty meal and described as a premium cheeseburger with Wendy's fresh and never frozen beef topped with fresh produce as the secret Krabby Patty sauce, capturing the magic of the iconic fictional sandwich for SpongeBob SquarePants. According to the memo, Wendy's will also reportedly be selling pineapple under the sea frosty, featuring restaurant vanilla frosty swirled with pineapple mango puree. Yep. A boob tube inspired food will only be available until November the 11th. So it's hard. It's had it better come with a kelp rings as well. Why even bother? So there you go. Just some stuff to talk about. In some other news, if you're one of the many who believe that putting pineapple on pizza is a culinary crime, you should hear about what they're making in Sweden. A za-topped curry pineapple and banana. No one knows exactly who came up with this idea of this unusual pizza, but according to a 2017 tweet by the curators of Sweden, Tropicana Pizza, also known as Swedish Pizza, was then already known as the most Swedish pizza there is. Apparently, many Swedes find the combination of curry, pineapple, and banana paired with smoky, savory flavored ham irresistible, making banana top pizza one of the most popular pizzas there. And that isn't weird enough for you. Check this out. Some pizza places in Sweden add their own ingredients to the Tropicana, including peanuts and shrimp. Okay, now I know you're going to get a little bit weird about that whole thing, because that sounds pretty strange when it's all said and done. I mean, what do you think? Would you have a pizza with all this weird stuff? I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Anyways, let's talk about, did you know, some timely advice for those heading back to the classroom or to the office this fall. Avoid mid-thickness paper. If you're concerned about getting a nasty paper cut, three physicists in Denmark carried an experiment to determine the likelihood of slicing your skin under different thickness of common paper. The paper most commonly caused the cut is mid-thickness, which includes printer paper, newspaper, and post-it notes. Thicker paper usually had flat edges, while the tissue paper and photo paper bulkier against the gelatin material used to stand in for skin experiments. Some printers may also have some sharp that are so sharp that the scientists were able to use it to cut vegetables and meats. Apparently, our copy paper isn't the only thing that's copying Jinsu. So there you go. Some stuff to think about, that is for sure. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Tim. Jim Carrey once said, "Imagine struggling with being homeless, and someone comes with a camera in your face to give you a meal, and you have to take it. Imagine that feeling. Please stop doing that. If you go to help someone, do it with kindness, not with your ego." I agree 100%. I will say there are many influencers or content creators who do amazing things, and they help many people. But there's something kind of weird about doing that for likes and for views. Do it because it's the right thing to do. I think most people can see the difference between the two. Now, I also understand that these views are monetized, so that turns into money that they can use to help people. So I guess that's a bit of a conundrum.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello. I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. The late Dr. Carl Menninger of the Menninger Clinic concluded that most of his patients were hospitalized because they had not loved or been loved, or both. As a result, he called in his staff, told them that above all else, they were to love. Every contact with the patients was to be a love contact. From the top psychiatrist down to the electricians and window cleaners, all were directed to express love toward the patients. 6 months later, Dr. Menninger discovered that the expected hospitalization time of his patients had been cut by 50%. Lord Jesus, Help us to receive your unconditional love so that we can love others unconditionally. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel says a decision by the UK to suspend some arms sales to the country is disappointing. Pope Francis is heading to Indonesia to start the longest trip of his pontificate. A school bus has driven into a crowd in Shandong province in China, killing at least 11 people, including 5 students. And drone attacks have now killed 2 and injured close to a dozen in the northeast Indian state of Manipur in the last 2 days.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Oh, yes, it is. I guess it is tearing it up. There you go. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at 2008. The Oklahoma City NBA franchise announces the team will be named the Thunder, making the reference to the state's location in Tornado Valley, or Alley, better saying. Also, Oklahoma City is home of the U.S. Army's 45th Infantry Division, the Thunderbirds, that happened back in 2008. If you're looking at some birthdays going on today, Adam Jones turns 22, Kaya Gerber 23, Christian Anthony 27, August Alzina turns 32, Sean White turns 38, Jenny Finch 44, yeah, Jenna Hahn 45, Redfoo 49, Gareth Southgate 54, Charlie Sheen turns 59, and Steve Jones, he turns 69 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's Telephone Tuesday, National Another Look Unlimited Day. Yeah, a National Another Look Unlimited Day. Okay. U.S. Bowling League Day, Merchant Navy Day, National Skyscraper Day, and National Welsh Rare Bit Day. I don't make these days up. They're there. They give me a list. Yeah. My name is Jay Allen, and you just made the list. I mean, I don't know. That's the list, dude. So there you go. And some other stuff going on, of course, always, as we are talking about, some people keep on asking me if I was serious. Yes, serious. It is sold out. I'll reference it anyways. September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico Conklin Conference is sold out. There is no waiting list. There is nothing. It is a week away. There is nada. It is sold out. And some people have asked, do you already have the next event plan? Nope. Nothing on the list. I got nada. I got nothing. I got no plan. I got no dates. It is sold out. There is no waiting. So just want you to know, you can contact me, but I'm going to tell you the same thing. Zinch. Nada. Zero. Nada. Nada, 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 nada. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff going on real quick. If you need a random joke for today, I am sure I have one of those for you. I'm not even delusional. I'm fully aware of all the dumb things I'm doing. Yep, I said that. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you could work remotely from anywhere, where would that be? Mexico, hands down. There you go. We don't need to have a discussion about it. That's it. Maybe I should consider doing that this week. Who knows? Anyways, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 49% of college students will do this at least once this semester. What is it? Pull a study all-nighter. Yep, that's what they do, an all-nighter. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Bacon. That is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If you want to hang out with me, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out. If you don't, that's fine. Stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. So that's what you got real quick. So what else? What else? That's it. That's it. If you do need a deep thought for today, I have one of those for you. There shall be an eternal summer in the grateful heart. Think about it that way. Anyways, thanks for hanging out. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.